Today's gospel was originally delivered by Bishop Ken shortly after September 11th, 2001, the day terrorists attacked the World Trade Center and millions of lives were forever changed. Bishop Ken encourages us to listen to the gospel as we always do, with fresh ears, finding meaning for today.
This is Sundays with Bishop Ken. Thanks for sharing some quiet time with the Lord. Today, we welcome guest reader Brenda Piazza. Brenda is a parishioner of St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Mendon, New York, where she joyfully serves in a variety of ministries. Brenda also shares her gifts with us each liturgical season, narrating our little book's reflections. And now, here is today's Gospel and Homily.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to him. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them he addressed this parable. "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy, and upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman having 10 coins and losing one would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost.' In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Then he said, "A man had 2 sons, and the younger son said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me.' So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, 'How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat, but here I am, dying from hunger? I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, "Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, "Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughtered the fattened calf." He said to him, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." The Gospel of the Lord. When Jesus and his disciples left the Last Supper table and were walking to the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said to them, "This night all of you will have your faith in me shaken." Peter and the rest of the disciples responded that this would never happen. Well, it did. This past week, we've had our faith shaken. We wonder how God could let a thing like this happen. And sometimes, in a tiny millisecond, the thought flits across our mind, "I wonder if there is a God." At a time like this, a pastor might think of changing the Sunday scripture readings to find passages in the Bible that bear more directly on what has just happened. There's something to be said for that. But on the other hand, instead of looking for something we want God to say, it may be better to listen to what God has to say with fresh ears. When we listen to the scripture in the light of what's going on in our lives, we can hear things we didn't expect to hear. I can tell you, I have never listened to the words of this gospel in quite the same way before. This section in Luke's gospel is about loss: the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. Earlier this week, we all experienced loss. Each of us lost our peace of mind. New York lost its firemen. Families lost fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, daughters, sons. The whole world lost its sense of security. In each of these three parables, someone takes the initiative to find what is lost. The shepherd went out to find the lost sheep. The woman lit a candle and swept the house to find the lost coin. The father ran down the road to embrace and kiss his lost son. The shepherd represents God. The woman represents God. The father represents God. People ask, what do we do at a time like this? What we do is let God find us. What we do is open ourselves up to God, who is taking the initiative right now to reach out to each of us. We admit that without God we are lost, in the dark. We turn to God with a new realization that we depend on God. We recognize our ultimate security lies in God, who is all-powerful. And when we find God, or rather when we let God find us, we let God comfort us. And we listen to what God has to say. and resolve to do what God tells us to do. It was 8 years ago, almost to the day, of the 9/11 attack when there was an unusual event in Chicago. Some 6,000 people from around the world, representing all major world religions, gathered for an 8-day event called the Parliament of the World's Religions. The last time something like that happened was 1893. Those gathered prayed together, listened to talks by religious leaders, and near the end of the conference, 250 of these religions signed a document called the Declaration of a Global Ethic. It stated fundamental principles shared by the world's great religions as a framework for dealing with problems in the world. It was more a statement of basic human values than a religious document, and it invited all men and women, religious or not, to commit themselves to it. Among other things, it said, "In particular, we condemn aggression and hatred in the name of religion." It also said, "We are interdependent. Each of us depends on the well-being of the whole, and so we have respect for the whole community of living beings, for people, animals, and plants, and for the preservation of earth, air, water, and soil. We must treat others as we wish others to treat us." At the very end, it said, "We invite all men and women, whether religious or not, to do the same." Each of us, represented by the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, may hear God saying words like that to us. They sound like something God would say. Perhaps this awful time in our history is a new opportunity in our history. I call all of us to let God speak to us. Keep in mind in the parable of the lost son, the older son argues with his father about the way the father has chosen to act. There's part of the older son in all of us. We shouldn't be surprised if part of us wants to argue with God. God's ways are not always our ways. I close with this. Yesterday, I baptized 2 newborn children. You couldn't help but think, who would want to bring a baby into this world? Well, God would. God did. God's Son was born into this world. God made flesh. And the Lord promised never to leave this world. His last words in Matthew's gospel are, "I am with you all days, even to the end of the age." So take heart. The Lord is with us, especially in these days when we feel very, very lost.
Thanks for joining us today. If you like this week's reflection, subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Sundays with Bishop Ken is a free broadcast from Little Books. To help support our ministry, please consider clicking the donate button. Sharing this podcast with a friend is another great way to help our ministry grow. Our Little Books app features our Little Books, daily reflections during Advent, Christmas, Lent, and Easter. Here you can read, listen, and journal in a prayerful digital environment. Sundays with Bishop Ken is produced by Little Books of the Diocese of Saginaw. For more about Little Books and scripture-based prayer resources for the whole family, visit littlebooks.org. Have a great week, and pray with us again soon.